Morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking through key moments in his life and earthly ministry, focusing right now on his parables. This morning, we'll look one more time at the parable of the dishonest manager from Luke 16, 1-13. Here it is. There was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possessions. And he called him and said to him, "What is this that I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager." And the manager said to himself, "What shall I do, since my master is taking the management away from me? I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I've decided what to do, so that when I'm removed from management, people may receive me into their houses." So summoning his master's debtors one by one, he said to the first, "How much do you owe my master?" He said, 100 measures of oil. He said to him, "Take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, "How much do you owe?" And he said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, "Take your bill and write 80. The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into eternal dwellings. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful in your unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is in others, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." This morning we'll meditate on a second point Jesus is making with the parable. The second point has to do with the correlation between what we do in this world and who we are. You see, everyone is a worshiper. We're all worshiping something. Jesus refers to this as serving a master. This is essentially worship. We are ascribing worth to something and demonstrating its worth by living for it and serving it. Hence, Jesus' warning at the end, "No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." Looking back at the dishonest manager, we can see clearly where he placed his trust and hope. When his job was threatened, he fell back on what he trusted the most, money. He was too lazy to work, and he was too proud to admit being in need. So he made friends in high places by essentially stealing from the rich man for the benefit of others. That way, they would owe him in the future. It's like stealing money and investing it, hoping to get a return in the future. What does this reveal about the manager? Yes, he has a form of wisdom, but it's a form that lacks the fear of God. It's a worldly wisdom, which the Bible says is folly with God. This manager may have been commended by his earthly master, but he will be judged by his heavenly master. He could not serve both. He made his decision. Listen to this warning. You cannot serve both God and money. You cannot serve both God and self. You cannot serve both God and anything or anyone. By definition, only one thing or person can hold your ultimate allegiance. When push comes to shove, what's the highest priority? Who is truly your master? God already knows. You simply need to admit it yourself.